Welcome to a new episode of Vibe With Me. I'm your host, Rashad. And today, I want to give a trigger warning. And the reason why I want to give a trigger warning is because we're about to go deep. Not only are we going deep, this might hurt a couple feelings. You might look at people in a different light. But the evidence is here and the facts are the facts. So let's jump right into it. So there was a video that broke on social media, and the video was a skit that was done with comedians Tiffany Haddish, Ari Spears, and two children. And the skit was called Through a Pedophile's Eyes. And they tried to rename it something different, but that's the name. That was the first name. Now, the situation at hand is the kids on the, in the skit, it was supposed to be of comedic timing, but it was nothing of that. There was nothing comical or humorous about this skit. And the main thing about this skit that was so alarming was the acts in it from Ari Spears. And now, Tiffany Haddish did leave in the skit, but she's still associated with it. And that's only if there's not even another video out there anywhere. But the main thing about this skit was these kids was underaged and their parents didn't even know what was going on. So that was also rules for part of the case. But also, when you dig deeper in and with the evidence that has been presented, is that the children have said that not only were they in the video, but they said they were molested by Tiffany Haddish and Ari Spears. This is what they were saying in the story. And they have brought up charges. And the case is still going on, so things are still up in the air. Now, what I have seen is not only disgusting, but from two comedians, you look at them in a different light. Now, when it comes to Tiffany Haddish, she's had moments in her career where I've seen clips of her. You know, I saw this one video where she was saying something to a young man in the crowd, and she was like, oh, I can't wait for you to get older and stuff like that. And even though some people may look at that not as a red flag, but the little boy, he was underage. And they also said she did a joke, you know, about molestation, you know, a long time ago. So with certain people, you have to follow the timeline. Sometimes you have to go back to go forward. You have to see what a person's been up to. You have to watch their moves, their motives, and things of that nature. And she did come out in her statement, and she's also have said that she put on her social media how she know people have questions, and she really wish that she didn't do the scene. And she said that, you know, to her it wasn't funny at all. And she said when she's able to bring some more information to the table, she will. Now, with Ari Spears, he has not really said anything as far as the allegations. You know, he's been in the news a lot lately too, like I said, with the fallout from him and Lizzo. But his role is a little different because he's sitting on the couch and he peeking at the little boy through the newspaper, looking all weird and pedo. And the boy just sitting in the living room with some underwear on. It was just it was so disgusting, man, I'm telling you. And my whole thing about this whole situation is, what made you sign up for it? Like, in your mind, you didn't say to yourself, like, I don't want to be a part of this. And not only do I feel like these two need to go down for what they've did to these kids, especially if it comes out true that they was being molested, not just being in that video, but whoever that cameraman is, he need to go down as well. The director, all of them, they all need to go. Because this don't make no sense, man, I swear. Every week, more and more people from the so-called industry, entertainment business, it's a lot, man. But one thing I'm never going to do is I'm never going to stop reporting on what's going on, because, and one thing that I realized too, a lot of celebrities wasn't talking about it, and I don't, a lot of celebrities was not bringing this up, and I don't know if it was because these are their friends and they don't want to get into it, but I just find it very interesting that they have a lot to say when it's somebody they don't like. You have a lot to say when it's somebody you feel like ain't part of your circle. But at the end of the day, right is right and wrong is wrong. And these kids need to be protected at all costs. Forget your friendship with that person. What about these kids? These kids, at that time, they were 7, and I think one was like 8 or 9 or 10. These kids is in their 30s now. They had to go through their whole life with this in the back of their head, traumatized. So, I just pray these kids get the justice that they deserved. We definitely gonna figure out as more news comes available, I will definitely let y'all know what's going on. But also, as well, let y'all know, this has been another episode of Vibe With Me. I'm your host, Rashad. Peace.